Welcome to Sports Medicine Weekly. We will be diving into the details of this article to help you optimize your performance, general health, and remain injury-free. The cortisol, PCOS performance feedback loop. How does cortisol affect active women with PCOS? High cortisol levels induce hepatic gluconeogenesis, causing the liver to release stored glucose into the bloodstream. This elevated blood sugar forces a compensatory spike in insulin. For individuals with polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, excess insulin directly stimulates ovarian androgen production while suppressing sex hormone-binding globulin, SHBG. In an athletic context, this neuroendocrine cascade limits glycogen replenishment, impairs skeletal muscle protein synthesis, and accelerates metabolic resistance, keeping typical PCOS symptoms and athletic performance plateaus firmly stuck. If you live with polycystic ovary syndrome, PCOS, or PCOS-like symptoms, you've probably been told to focus almost entirely on insulin. While managing insulin is crucial, it's not the whole story. For many active women and athletes, the piece that keeps getting missed is cortisol, your primary stress hormone, and the hidden ways it can push blood sugar up even when you are doing everything right, in your training and nutrition. PCOS is highly common, affecting an estimated 6% to 12% of reproductive age women in the United States, CDC. It is also deeply intertwined with metabolic health. Estimates suggest that 50% to 70% of women with PCOS exhibit some degree of insulin resistance, regardless of body size, weight, or fitness level. When cortisol levels remain chronically elevated due to both life stress and intense physical training, it acts as a direct accelerant to insulin resistance, shifting appetite, sleep architecture, cravings, and cycle symptoms in ways that can feel incredibly stubborn. This isn't about blaming your lifestyle or telling you to just relax. It's about understanding a specific physiological pattern and using small, repeatable tools to signal biological safety to your nervous system. How cortisol raises blood sugar without extra food. Cortisol's primary evolutionary job is mobilization. When your brain perceives a physiological or psychological threat, cortisol signals your liver to release stored glucose into the bloodstream so you have immediate energy to respond. While helpful in an acute emergency, a chronic, low-grade stress response turns this process into a daily background issue. For women with PCOS, this continuous influx of glucose creates a difficult cycle. Higher background glucose prompts the pancreas to pump out more insulin. Elevated insulin prompts the ovaries to increase androgen production, such as testosterone. Concurrently, high insulin reduces sex hormone-binding globulin, SHBG, leaving more free, unbound testosterone circulating in the bloodstream. This specific biochemical chain reaction is what drives stubborn symptoms like cystic acne, hirsutism, facial hair, scalp hair shedding, and irregular or absent cycles. It also explains why metabolic changes can feel entirely unfair. Your caloric intake might be perfectly steady, but your body is storing energy more readily because it interprets a high cortisol environment as a state of survival. Many women experience this visually as a 8,220. Morning spike. Pattern. You might wake up already feeling tense, subtly nauseated, or hyper-focused on food, or find yourself getting unusually shaky and irritable if breakfast is delayed by even half an hour. This is a physiological cortisol-insulin mismatch, not a lack of willpower. The athlete's angle, performance and recovery impact. For active individuals, unmanaged cortisol and insulin resistance don't just affect systemic health. They actively derail athletic progress. When cortisol remains chronically high, it works against your fitness goals in three distinct ways. Impaired glycogen replenishment. High baseline cortisol alters normal insulin function, making it difficult for your muscles to efficiently pull carbohydrates back into skeletal muscle tissue as glycogen after training. This leaves you starting your next workout with half-empty fuel tanks. Reduced muscle protein synthesis. Cortisol is inherently catabolic, tissue breaking. If it isn't balanced by adequate rest and insulin stability, it accelerates muscle tissue breakdown and suppresses muscle protein synthesis, stalling strength adaptations and tissue repair. Elevated injury risk. Chronic cortisol elevation impairs collagen synthesis and limits deep, restorative sleep. This directly compromises tendon and ligament integrity while delaying neuromuscular recovery, increasing overall vulnerability to overuse injuries. The 8220. Wired at night, tired in the morning. 8221. Loop. When your brain stays highly alert at bedtime, it disrupts your natural circadian rhythm. According to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, roughly 1 in 3 adults does not get enough regular sleep. Women frequently carry a disproportionate amount of the cognitive and mental load that keeps the sympathetic nervous system revved past dark. Poor sleep directly impairs next-day insulin sensitivity and elevates baseline cortisol, establishing a frustrating cycle that manifests as intense carbohydrate cravings, physical puffiness, rapid mood swings, and cycles that begin to drift. A classic sign of this pattern is feeling completely exhausted yet physically restless. You are wiped out, yet you find yourself scrolling, snacking, or staring at the ceiling. This state often drives late-night cravings for fast-acting carbohydrates because your brain is looking for a quick hit of glucose to temporarily calm the nervous system. Unfortunately, this evening glucose spike can lead to a compensatory cortisol surge around 2:00 or 3:00 a.m., causing a sudden wake-up and leaving you even hungrier and more fatigued the next morning. To gently break this cycle, establishing a predictable evening buffer can help smooth out nocturnal hormone fluctuations. Many women find comfort in pairing a wind-down routine with a targeted botanical beverage ritual, such as a natural cortisol support drink designed to assist the nervous system's transition into rest. The goal here isn't absolute perfection. It is simply about giving your body reliable daily signals that the day is winding down, preventing your overnight blood sugar and stress hormones from riding a metabolic roller coaster while you sleep. The 10-minute evening reset. This routine is built for real-world application. It functions best when it is easy enough to replicate consistently, even on nights when your energy and motivation are low. 1. Minutes 1 to 3. Downshift your breathing. Nervous system calibration. Inhale through your nose for a count of 4, and exhale smoothly for a count of 6. Repeating this for 2 minutes activates the vagus nerve, nudging your autonomic nervous system away from sympathetic flight and toward parasympathetic rest and digest. If counting feels counterproductive, simply focus on making your exhales noticeably longer than your inhales. 2. Minutes 4 to 6. Release physical bracing. Somatic safety signaling. Stress leaves a physical footprint. Chronic jaw clenching, braced abdominal muscles, and tight hips send continuous danger signals back to the brain. Perform 30 seconds of gentle, slow calf raises, then let your feet settle completely. Follow this with a highly supported forward fold or a child's pose using pillows for support. You are not stretching for athletic flexibility. You are physically demonstrating safety to your brain. 3. Minutes 7 to 10. Reduce morning decision. Fatigue. Preventative cortisol management. Mornings set the tone for your daily cortisol curve. Mitigate early morning chaos by making 1 or 2 simple decisions tonight. Set out a high-protein breakfast option, fill your morning water container, or explicitly block out 10 minutes for a morning light walk on your calendar. Giving your brain fewer immediate problems to solve upon waking dampens the early morning cortisol spike. A note on evening nutrition. If late-night hunger is a persistent challenge, review your evening meal. Ensure dinner contains a solid foundation of clean protein, at least 25 to 30 grams, dietary fiber, and healthy fats to slow digestion. Many women managing PCOS respond optimally to an earlier, balanced dinner paired with a structured, intentional snack if needed, rather than continuous grazing up until bedtime. When to seek clinical evaluation in labs. While small daily habits form the bedrock of hormone health, certain persistent patterns require systemic evaluation. If you are navigating chronic insomnia, an elevated resting heart rate at night, frequent dizziness, or profound fatigue that rest fails to fix, it is important to collaborate with a qualified healthcare provider. Consider asking your clinician for a comprehensive metabolic and endocrine panel, including thyroid function, TSH, free T3, free T4, and thyroid antibodies to rule out concurrent autoimmune issues. nutrient status, iron panel, including ferritin, vitamin B12 and vitamin D3, metabolic markers, fasting glucose, fasting insulin, crucial for calculating HOMAIR, hemoglobin A1C, and a full lipid panel. Hormonal metrics, total and free testosterone, DHEAS, and androstenedione. Sleep evaluation. If you experience chronic snoring, daytime sleepiness, or wake up feeling unrefreshed, consider screening for sleep apnea, which is significantly more prevalent in individuals with PCOS and acts as a hidden driver of nighttime cortisol spikes. Focus your energy on the variables you can control without adding unnecessary stress to your plate. A few minutes of intentional breathing, a consistent sleep window, and a protein-first breakfast aren't complex, but they are often the exact foundation needed to help cortisol and blood sugar stop overriding your natural hormone rhythm. Thank you for listening to this article. We hope that it helps you to stay active and informed. For a full library of our audio articles, designed to keep your health and performance at their peak, please visit sportsmedicineweekly.com/audio. We look forward to seeing you here for our next update.